Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Caffey, a prosperity advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013, join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women. Give Dawn a call at 614-437-9793 and schedule your healing appointment today. Thank you. www.dawnofthenewera.com. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Today is Wednesday, March 6th, and this is Heather L. Caffey, a prosperity advisor and author, your host of the show. We have an eclectic event happening today. We are all gearing up for the amazing day, March 8th, this Friday, which is International Women's Day. This will be the 102nd celebration of this international holiday, and I am so grateful and blessed to be providing you with an inside look and an opportunity to speak to our vendors, our performers, and our artists that will be taking our stages in the McCoy Center in Hilliard, Ohio. So please take your time to tune in and or download our show. Again, we're every Wednesday at 2 p.m. We do have a phone number you can call in and speak to our guests. It's 646-595-3440. Again, that is 646-595-3440. And of course, you are always welcome to interact with us on Facebook, our Facebook fan site. You can find us under the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. And we are so grateful and excited. So, yes, we have a caller on the line right now. What is your name, please?
Hi, Heather. This is Cassie Dayala.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks so much for calling in. Why don't you take a second to introduce yourself and let the audience know about you and what you're going to be doing with the event.
Okay, well, I am the lunch sponsor for the event on Friday, and I'm excited about that, to see all these amazing women that are going to be there this Friday. I have also a vendor booth, and I help entrepreneurial women find a workable solution to a home-based business that they can work with, and that's what I'll be offering there as well. And I work with a wellness company that has an awesome list of very green products, and they're safe for the home, safe for children, safe for the environment, and yet they're very reasonably priced as well. And so I'm telling people about our shopping club and also how people can earn by referring other customers to our shopping club.
Well, you know, Cassie, we're very, very excited to have you a part of the show. The awards luncheon is going to be so beautiful. I've got a couple of announcements that I'll be making throughout the show. about the event. We're going to be connecting with some amazing individuals, men and women alike. You'll have a vendor table for people to look at during the luncheon. We're going to have you stand up. And because you are one of our award sponsors, you'll actually be presenting one of the awards to one of our winners.
That's
going to be fun. And because I can't contain it anymore, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. One of our own nominees, Deb Tannenbaum, who I've known for about 5 or so years now and watched her evolve as an artist and a person and so forth, she has graciously offered to create the awards. So these are going to be one-of-a-kind, custom stained glass awards. They're going to be beautiful. And I get chills thinking about it. And so can you imagine being able to take home and present one of these completely unique and customized pieces of art, literally, designed by her.
A beautiful piece of art, I would imagine. And so often, you know, awards, we get these awards, and it's like, yeah, that's great, and you put it on a shelf or whatever, and you never think about it again. But something that's handmade and a beautiful piece of art, that's going to be something that people will showcase. That's exciting.
Exactly. So when I sat down with her at dinner a few weeks ago, and she goes, hey, why don't I make the awards? And it's perfect because I hadn't crossed that off my list yet. And part of the reason was this was coming in. So I was like, oh, my God, do you realize what that's going to do for the quality of our event? People are going to be begging to be nominated next year. and you know, so I'm going to take a quick second just to kind of describe the process and talk a little bit more about, you know, what's happening on Friday, March 8th from 11 to 1. What I did is I wanted to create an opportunity. This is one of the core themes of the event itself, was for us as women to claim our power, to step up and be proud of who we are, where we come from, our choices, our business, our personality, and really stake claim to that. And I thought a really great way to acknowledge and honor ourselves and those women that have inspired us was to create a recognition award opportunity. And so I've been encouraging women to nominate themselves. There's no rule against it. I made the rules. And I think it's our time to be okay with that. And if, you know, it was kind of a 50-50. Some people were nominated, some people nominated themselves, which is exactly what I wanted. There's no right or wrong way to do this, except not do it. Right? And so we started nominations in December, carried them on through January, because I was really having a challenge getting enough diversity and reaching the different ethnic communities. So we're going to have a lot more opportunity to do this in the next 12 months. Hopefully you'll be on board with us from the beginning like you are this, you know, at this point. And thank you so much for coming in when you did and adding in another dimension to the event, the awards luncheon and the vendor portion of the public celebration, which is from 2 to 8.
The timing was perfect for me, so that's, you know, all things good. In divine order, you know.
Well, and you know, I know that we've kind of been back and forth on LinkedIn a few times, and, you know, so I'm so grateful again that you took the initiative and we were able to connect at this point because I'm a Melaleuca customer. I'm assuming we're allowed to talk about the products a little bit because I think what is when I met Lori Groves, who I know you're connected with, and I'm trying to remember.
She's in my leadership team. Yep.
Yeah, I it's probably some networking event now that I think about it. 2 years
it was
ago.
AWIB, I'll bet.
No, I think it was something else. Actually, I'm not quite. I can't recall. It was in 2011, and I was the director of Peace House Columbus, which is a nonprofit in Clintonville, and we were coordinating a Peace House Festival to just kind of announce Peace House existence to the community. And that time, at some point, I met Lori right around there, and she had a booth, and you've got a nonprofit program, which I'll let you speak about, and we got signed up, and my main concern at the time, which I think this is I don't have kids, but I have pets, and they're my kids. And my dog had started to have seizures. And being kind of a science buff, I went to the scientific method, and I made an Excel spreadsheet, and I started to track what was going on in the household around her seizures to see if I could discover some common link. Because I had a sick cat. I took him to the vet. He had diabetes. It was thousands of dollars. He died anyway. The vet was really rude. I was not taking my dog to the vet, as terrible as that sounds. I don't do vets. It just is, I've had such a bad experience and lost, you know, that's my third cat I've lost due to negligence of a vet, and I'm just not going to go there. So, And seizures and brain disorders are so tricky in pets, and doing the MRIs and the brain scans and the blood draws, and they just never seem to get to the active core. So I wanted to find a natural remedy and solution. And one of the themes was, I'm not a big cleaner. I'm not ashamed to say. I'm business all the time, so I don't clean all the time. And I was using Pine Sol, which was 99 cents at the dollar store. And let's just face it, obviously highly toxic. Mm-hmm. And I started to notice there's a couple links between her seizures and activity. And I thought, well, maybe it's the Pine Sol. Because where I would clean is in the corner where the cat would go to the bathroom, which is directly next to the door that's next to her cage. And so the smell would come through and basically, you know, knock her out. And so I was like, maybe it's that. So I won't use that, but what do I do now? And right at that time is when I was introduced to Melaleuca. So why don't you take a second to tell the listeners about the cleaning products and the natural and all that, all the good stuff about Melaleuca and why it's so valuable to a homeowner.
Well, from the beginning, Melaleuca started in 1985, and from the beginning they wanted to have, they were cool, they were green before it was cool to be green, and Melaleuca, the company, wanted to have a small of a footprint on the earth as they possibly could, and so they did a lot of research on what was safe, what wasn't. And they continue to do extensive research, and it's kind of, they say they're the best of science and nature combined. So they look into the research in folklore, medicine, and really determine what's really scientific and what's not, you know, what's really working, what's not. And from a scientific point of view, which is great, because as a customer, I can really trust that they've done all this research, and so I can trust whatever they put out that is going to be safe for me. Now, with their cleaning products, in the beginning, they started with 8 products, and now we have over 400. And the first 8 products all had Melaleuca oil in it, which is also known as tea tree oil. Most people know that name. And tea tree oil has several properties. It's an antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. It's a penetrating oil. It's a solvent, and it's aromatic. And so it has many uses, not only as a cleaning product, but also for our skin and internally as well. So there's a huge amount of usefulness that this particular wonder from nature has for us. In fact, it was such a good disinfectant that the Australian Army in the First World War carried it in their first aid kits. And then after World War I, then the chemical disinfectant started to become in popular in use, and tea tree oil just kind of went to the wayside, but it's still a very effective and safe natural disinfectant.
I'm a holistic healer, and aromatherapy is such a powerful resource, and
absolutely,
I love that you've applied it to cleaning products, because my previous exposure was literally only as maybe a calming agent or a homeopathic, or taking a beautiful bath in essential oils. I studied with Deepak Chopra, and he's got a whole line of Ayurvedic oils. And so I think it's very refreshing that the company is elected to harness nature's essence and intelligence, but use it in a functionality way that, and I'm not criticizing when I say this, but say like over-the-counter organic cleaning products.
Yes.
They're not utilizing nature's organic remedies like that. So that's revolutionary. That's a pretty forward-thinking inspiration for the person that started Melaleuca, for sure.
Well, for Frank Vandersloot, when he created this, you know, almost 30 years ago, people were just starting to get into the green movement, but now it's so big, and people are really looking for these safe kinds of products. And every one of Melaleuca's cleaning products, none of them require child safety caps, and that's significant. They are so safe that if your child gets a hold of it, you're not going to have to rush them to the hospital, or call the poison control center. It's safe. There's a funny story that one of the moms told of, you know, the moms were chatting, the kids were off playing, and all of a sudden the kids got really quiet. And, you know, when a group of kids gets quiet, you know they're into something they shouldn't be doing. And they, so they go down the hallway, and they saw two little boys, 4 or 5 years old, and one was spraying something in the other boy's mouth, and they realized it was a cleaning product, and they all went, oh, it's Melaleuca. So, you know, it was safe enough to actually, you know, spray in the mouth. It's a soap product, you know, it doesn't taste that great, but it's not going to cause physical harm, and that's what's exciting about it. And when you're cleaning, you know, if you ever use a bathroom product, you have to open all the windows and you could barely breathe while you're cleaning the bathroom.
I mean, that pine salt stinks like high heaven, but we're trained that the more it smells, the more it's supposed to be cleaning, and that's not the
right.
That's not the truth. You know?
That's not
the
truth.
Society,
and
that's what I've learned from working with the Melaleuca products and cleaning.
And
I can walk in, it smells good.
Yeah, it smells great, and the tub and tile I'll use while I'm in the shower. I'll spray it in there and clean my shower while I'm taking a shower. I don't have to worry about it, you know, getting on my skin or inhaling the fumes or any of those kinds of things. You could combine several different products in a bucket, and it's not going to create any toxic fumes. In fact, some products are made to work better together for certain stains. And everything's concentrated, so it's a really good value as well. And if you compare use to use, not, you know, you can't compare bottle to bottle because our laundry detergent is 6 times concentrated compared to Tide. It's only 2 times concentrated. So we have to compare how many loads. So if you compare load to load, our product costs less, and it's going to save people money. And I use. You use a 1/2 ounce of the laundry detergent in a load of wash. And I have a high-efficiency triple loader, and I still only use 1/2 ounce, and it gets everything clean.
Well, and I've been on the products now for about 2 years, and I mentioned I don't clean, so, of course, I don't do laundry either. And I think I'm just now about to run out of my second bottle. Because, again, doing laundry once a month, and I've got a ton of clothes, and, you know, I just rewear or do a lot of shopping in the past. So I'm moving to a new condo, and so I'm on a mission to, like, clear and declutter. And so I did a ton of laundry, like 8 loads, and it's great because they've got the pump. I don't have to think. I just push it. It squirts. I'm good. I leave. It's just really great. And like you said, it's that peace of mind that everything's clean, clear, and okay for the people in your life, whether they have allergies or skin sensitivities. I mean, it's really a nice peace of mind that when you order from the website and you're getting your shipments, if something new comes out, you're confident to try it. You don't have to ask questions. You don't have to do research because the branding already, all of it's been done. And I think that's a lot different when you go to the store. You know, I've started reading labels on food if I'm trying something new. But I don't read
that's
labels
good.
On cleaning stuff because I, you know, I don't have to bother. But before, it was just like whatever was cheapest I'd grab.
Well, and because they're cleaning products, they don't have to list everything that's in the bottle, in their mix. And many things have formaldehyde, many things have bleach. You know, phosphates, very toxic ingredients. Phosphates are really bad for the environment. And they've been trying to move towards that, but they can't create products that are effective. Take dish detergent, automatic dishwashing detergent, for example, the phosphate-free products that are coming out now leave a film on your dishes, but Melaleuca's doesn't. You know, the Melaleuca Melabrite is just, or the... It just does amazing things. It leaves your dishes sparkling clean. And it doesn't add any phosphates. A lot of people also don't realize that things like Cascade have bleach in the product. And that steam that comes out when you open the door that has bleach fumes in it, very toxic. And so you don't have to worry about that with Melaleuca's dish detergent.
That's definitely important. And then they have a whole product line of nutritionals and and healthy stuff. So, you know, tell us, you know, when you have your company is called Cassie Stuff. What other items can our audience expect to be able to have access to at your booth?
Well, primarily Cassie Stuff is an educational booth. We're talking about the environment, and I've got a couple interactive displays there that people can read about the toxins that are in your home. I'm doing very much a home focus, but also because you have a lot of women coming to this event that are looking for a business that they can work from home, I will also have information about the entrepreneurial end. Cassie Stuff comes from the fact that I'm a little ADD, and I do lots of things, but I also teach square foot gardening classes, and I have another event that I call Cuddle Party that is about safe, healthy touch and boundaries and honoring boundaries. But primarily the booth that we're doing this Friday is going to be focused on the Melaleuca products and education there.
Well, and I love, you know, I'm changing the way people view ADD personally, because when I was I grew up in the 70s and it didn't exist, and I went into psychology and I found out, they didn't have a name, and so now they've created something so they can prescribe medicine and the pharmaceuticals. So I'm not going to get on that tirade, but I'm changing the language to I'm a multitasker. So you're a multitasker.
Oh, I'm a multitasker. I have a lot of interest in a lot of things, and we have very creative brains as well, and so it's that interest in a lot of things, and I have a very broad spectrum of knowledge because of that. And on my business cards, I have a cute little quote that says, ask me, I might know, or I'll find out. Because I read so much, because I get fascinated with things and I dive into information, I have a lot of knowledge stuffed in my brain. And so that comes from the way my brain works. And there's a lot of us out there that are like that, and it's not a dysfunction. You know, it really isn't. I think to me it's
huge benefit in today's times with being inundated by so much information that it actually is beneficial to a person for sure. So I people are like, oh, I'm ADD, I can't do that. No, you're a multitasker. That means you can do more. It's kind of flipping to the positive. So I just wanted to throw that out there because I think that's where we create labels for ourselves, and that's part of how we limit ourselves. And I'm looking forward to learning more about your safe touch and that kind of thing. I know there's a lot of nonprofits that are going to be at the event that are definitely interested in we'll be doing workshops and all kinds of fun stuff with Purpose for Women International. And I know that there's definitely a lot of partnership between your personal stuff and Melaleuca and women entrepreneurship, that we're going to start programs and implement that, because in talking with Nora Bakarinka, who is the keynote speaker at the luncheon, she's an amazing woman that I've met recently. She was nominated for an award in the leadership category, and she's been in the public eye for well over 10 years when she was discovered by a woman who decided to do a documentary on her life and the history and of the Rwanda genocide. And then she took Nora and they traveled around the world on the red carpet. It's award-winning nominations, I think on Oscar awards and all kinds of stuff. And you wouldn't know it sitting next to her. I would just set an appointment, said, hey, Nora, you're nominated. Tell me about what you're doing. I think we've met. Let's meet at my nonprofit. Let's meet at Peace House. Let's talk. Tell me about you. And about halfway, an hour or so into the conversation, we're just on the same page. We're really connecting. And my good friend of mine, John Morris, has several programs that he's implementing. He's been a mission worker for over 35, 40 years. And he's from Australia, and he's very big on putting people in the winning circle. And he helped me write the content for my ad commercial that I did for my book, The 5 Steps to Abundance. And he gave me the language, we want everyone to be in the winning circle. That's his intention. Mm-hmm. And he had mentioned to me there's this woman that he wanted to connect me with who had survived the Rwanda genocide, and it was last April. And I know it's April 17th because it was my birthday. And he's like, she's coming over for dinner. And I'm like, what a cool way to spend my birthday in the presence of this woman and her story. And it didn't happen, so I was a little bummed. And here I am sitting in front of her, and I said, oh, yeah, my friend Dawn was going to introduce me to this woman that survived the Rwanda genocide. And she goes, that was me. And I just looked at her, and I said, I did a double take. I'm like, that was you? She's like, that was me. Wait a minute, you? You're here. You're in front of me right now. Like, I've been talking to you for an hour, and she's just so humble. Like, she doesn't lead off with these, oh, I've been on the red carpet, I've been in an award-winning film and documentary, and none of it. She's so humble, and I think that's what makes the work she does so powerful, and I'm so looking forward to connecting with her more. So my point to that whole long diatribe was to definitely give a shout-out to Nora and all of that, but to let the women that are listening and the men know that we're committed to creating opportunities, whether you want to have a job where you work at a call center or as a skilled laborer, we're going to start these businesses through Purpose for Women International so that we can solve what Nora's main concern is for her community, the Rwanda refugees, is jobs. It's the same concern for the Hispanic population. It's the same concern for the Philippine population. It's the same concern for all of the populations of immigrants and refugees and diversity and in Columbus and across the nation. We're going to focus on Columbus first for our program and women entrepreneurship. So if you want to start your own business, Mel Luke is an example of that, right?
Oh, it's a great way to start a business. And it's a very small investment to get started, and it has huge potential. You know, there are people in this that are making 6-7, you know, figures. So it's a great business, and if you can represent a company, you partner with a company that you can trust and you can stand behind. That's great.
Yes. Thank you so much. We've got another caller. I'm just going to bring him on. And, you know, Kathy, you're welcome to stay with us as long as you want. If you've got to go, just say, I got to go. So stay with us if you can. And we're on the air till 3:30. So you can call in live at 646-595-3440. For the next hour and get on the air. Callers, your first three numbers is 565. Who's with us?
This is Sandra. Sandra Circle Flack.
Hi, Sandra. Thanks for calling in. Well, why don't you take a quick second to introduce yourself and what you're planning on doing at International Women's Day.
Okay. Thank you. I've been in Columbus now for almost 12 years. I originally grew up in Colorado, and this is a great city. And I am, for International Women's Day, we are going to be there with Miriam International, which is a new company, relatively new, with a breakthrough product in the skincare area.
And what do you want the audience, the listeners, to know? Because we're women. Everywhere you turn, there's a new cream, a new powder, a new this, a new shot, a new electrolysis or whatever. So
yes.
What about Miriam attracted you? Because, again, the highlights of the day are celebrating women, creating opportunity, and affecting change on a local, national, and international level. So I met you at the Key for Women event recently, and it's a great networking group. It's there's no cost to come to the events or be a member. You just go. So you can Google Key, the number 4, women, and Key Bank has sponsored this, and I think that's a wonderful pilot program that they're doing that other banks don't do. So I've met a lot of great people at these events, and that's how I met you. So. Why does Miriam stand out for you?
Miriam, I have to tell you, I heard about it last summer from one of my clients. I have an alteration business in Powell, and she came by. She's like, oh, I'm going to go to this party for anti-aging, some new cream. And I'm like, yeah, anti-aging doesn't really work. It costs a lot of money. It's just playing to women's fears of, you know, we always need to look amazingly wonderful beyond any practical, you know, reality. And she went, and I found out later that she started, you know, selling it right away. The next person I saw selling it was at another network group I see once a month, and I was just like, there was like six different groups kind of when they broke up, so I went and listened to some other stuff. And then the third person that I sat next to told me about the science of it. This product, they did real science, real clinical trials that they actually feature in a lot of their videos that we get to, that are online and we send to people. And it was by STNT Lab that has probably, you know, researched 90%, tested 90% of what we use as consumers today. And they said, and they featured this in the videos, that when someone comes to them with a new product in the anti-aging, if they get a 2 to 5, which is about, you know, maybe 7% is what they get of an improvement, they launch these products. Miriam got on average 30% in 30 days, looking at deep lines, emerging lines, fine lines, and discoloration. And they're using the latest technology that actually is used to find hairline cracks in like superconductors, to using in satellites to look at topography, to make topography maps. And so this is like real research. A lot of the products, when you look at, you know, well, it's more subjective. Like 90% of people feel like they have seen an improvement, where this is real. And to the point that this company is using the word real, like real results. And then it's a real opportunity. The man who put this company together, name is Jeff Olson, has had 3 other successful adventures companies in the direct sales arena and didn't need to do this. So his goal in this was to create kind of a dream network marketing
company.
Let's talk
about it. Yeah, Sandra, let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about why an international woman would want to get involved. And Cassie, chime in, because you're both entrepreneur women. Why mm-hmm. is a benefit, the network marketing, for our attendees? Why would an international woman want to get involved with this healthcare, this space product?
Now, that's a great question. It is, oh my gosh, for very little money up front, you can build a 6-figure income in a year. And they have put into, this company is looking like a 10-year company already. It's broken a record. They did $100 million in sales their first year. And most companies, no other company's done that in the direct sales. And most companies take 10 years to reach that point. And this is with not having ours as distributors buying products. Like, we don't have to keep inventory. And so it is, and he uses, when you listen to some of his training, he talks about, if you were to buy a franchise, which is kind of entrepreneurial, mm-hmm. you need, the rule is you have to spend 5 times the amount of money you want to make per year. So if you want to make $50,000 a year, you need to spend probably $250,000. And I, in another lifetime, got involved with a franchise. And I helped open a couple stores in town, and that I could, you know, I'd been a stay-at-home mom, and I, you know, moved around a lot. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be a long time before this payback. And they usually say it'll take 3 to 5 years to maybe get your money back. This is, and I'm seeing people that just, I mean, this product just came to Ohio last summer. They started in California. It's really grown in California. It's moving this way. Again, the company is only 16 months old. So they have been working with this product for 15 years, researching it. It was accidentally discovered looking for a cancer treatment. It's based on the oleander plant. And that's another beautiful thing about this product that made a difference for me, is that it comes from nature. It's not the chemicals. So it's something that I can stand behind, and which allows me to move forward with it with absolute excitement. Another piece to that. So why would women want to do this? Well, another big piece is that they say 80% of the market for skincare is international. And this company, look at what they've done only in 1 year and with one country, one product. And there's 11 more products in the pipeline. So I know that there are doctors quitting their practices. There are people moving from other direct sales companies because they see the potential of this. The integrity of this company, the integrity of the leadership is amazing. And so
what I'd like to share, and Cassie, how long have you been with Melaleuca?
I've been with them 2 years.
2 years. And I've been with them about 2 years, but I'm so all over the place with my projects. I haven't tried to build a team or anything. I love the products. I want to support other business builders. And then, Sandra, you're new with Nerium. And then one of the key things that I want to take a little education break that I think is real important for the listeners to know when they're choosing the right opportunity for them is that I've learned in my 5 years of being in network marketing companies and investing, absolutely make sure the company has been around. So if you're doing a new company, it sounds like, Sandra, that they're moving light years ahead, but you want to make sure they've got my rule of thumb, because of my personal experience, everybody can make their own choices, is that the company's been around 5 years. For me, that's a big, huge factor because I got into 2 startups personally, and it didn't work. But part of why it didn't work was I couldn't give it 100% because I already had my own stuff. And so you really, if you make the move, it's important that you're passionate about it, number one. You know, people are like, do you like to travel? I'm like, of course I like to travel. Well, do you want to start a travel agency? I'm like, no, I don't. I don't want to do that. So I don't want to do that network marketing company because I don't care how good the opportunity is if you're not passionate in what you choose to do and what you're going to be spending your time on. What's going to get out of bed in the morning when you're broke and nobody's saying yes? If you don't like it, you're not. We're business owners, aren't we? So, you know, it was really important.
I love what you're doing.
Lesson for me in making choices.
That's a lot of the. I'm sorry, Heather. Just walking.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
That's a lot of what makes a great point about doing any business at home is finding something that you're passionate about. And in fact, one of the interactive displays that I will have is how to choose a company. It's what we call the success factors, and these are things that, what are the kinds of questions you need to be asking when you're looking at a company and being able to choose one. And so I have like these little things that has a question on the top, and then you move it to the side and it answers, you know, some things of what you need to look for. It's just a little silly little thing, but it's a fun interactive display.
Well, that's amazing because that's important.
Yeah, it is important when there's so many business opportunities out there for people to look at. And of course, each one of us think we've got the best company.
Sure.
But when people are actually looking at companies and trying to make a decision of what's best for them, there are certainly some criteria. And a lot of people get into these companies and because somebody suggested it to them that they didn't really do a scientific business research, and that's what these questions are about, of helping people do a scientific self-research of finding the best company for them.
Well, we've got another caller on extension 329, and I'm going to take a quick commercial break and then just go ahead and mute your phones during this next like few moments because the audience can still hear you while we're running commercials. And then we'll get our caller back on the line, and they can introduce themselves. So give me 1 second while I find the commercial that I want to play. Okay, so this is the intro for Inner Voice. This is Jenny Seek. She is a woman in business, a healer, a social worker, has a thriving practice, and she also makes intuitive bracelets that have healing properties, as well as she is also a show host on Inner Voice, on the With Insights blog talk station that we're listening to. So just want to give a second for Jenny to tell you a little bit about what she does on Tuesdays at 8 p.m.
Welcome to Inner Voice Intuitive Hour with your host, Jenny Seek.
Hi, folks. This is Jenny Seek, and this is your weekly forum for connecting with your intuitive process, all things metaphysical, and honoring and recognizing your soul self. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy the ride.
Great.
Great. Well, thanks, everyone. You're listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I am Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, author, empowerment speaker, now founder of Purpose for Women International, who is hosting International Women's Day this Friday, March 8th, at the McCoy Center in Hilliard. We've got two amazing ballrooms filled with fun and activity to celebrate women being women, international art, cuisine, culture, community. We're raising money for four local charities, DOMA Connection, Jacqueline Siglos Foundation, TearBear.org, and Mothers Helping Mothers. On our Today show, we've invited different authors and vendors and presenters for an opportunity to introduce themselves and get some highlight build up prior to our show. We've got Cassie from Cassie Stuff and Mel Luca on the line, Sandra from Nerium, and caller 329, what is your name, please? Hello? Caller, your extension of 329? Hello, are you with us?
Would that be me?
I don't know. Is this Bruce?
Yeah.
Is your phone number start with 329? Yes, that is
you.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry
about that. I love live radio. It's so much fun. Yes, thanks for calling, Embers. Why don't you take a second to introduce yourself to the audience, our listeners, and tell them why you are participating in International Women's Day, what you're doing, and what they can expect of the show.
Oh, well, great. Well, thanks for having me. I apologize for not knowing I was 329. I didn't know I had a number.
That's the easiest way for me to announce you.
Okay. Well, my name is Bruce Doolin, and I've been in the holistic health field for 22 years now. I'm a naturopath and a massage therapist and a hypnotherapist, and I teach and have taught a lot of other therapists different modalities over the years, and I've taught at three or four different schools around the state for massage therapy and started some programs and things like that. And my wife and I own four businesses. One of them is a supported living agency. One of them is a day program for individuals, adults with disabilities. And I wanted to participate in the Women's Day because I'm a huge believer in the power of women in business, obviously. I mean, my wife and her partner, we have a business that's now very successful, and it's 8 years since we've gone over the $7 million mark in the business, and we're very successful. We care for over 106 individuals, and we employ over 200 employees. But the program and the company and the business that I will be showing at the Women's Expo is actually a company that I got involved with over 10 years ago called New Skin Enterprises. And I've been listening to your other callers talk about, network marketing opportunities. And as the lady said a minute ago, is that we all believe we have the best opportunity. And the reason that I'm involved with New Skin is because of, obviously, the integrity of the company. It's a 28-year-old company. It did $2.3 billion last year in sales. They're in 53 countries. They're a huge, huge company based on innovation, and we have over 200 products in the skincare division and in the nutritional market. So my goal is to share that opportunity with women from all over the world and help people realize whatever level of residual income or dreams they would like to achieve. I sometimes like to say I'm an ambassador for helping people build dreams. So that's kind of what I do in a nutshell. Can you hear me?
Yep, sorry. People are texting me, so I'm texting and typing on the internet while I'm trying to page over and get to you, so sorry about that. Definitely, women entrepreneurship is the mantra. We want people to, I want, and men as well, I mean, I don't limit it.
I have a show, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. We highlight women in business in the community. We're all a part of the community. It's a collective. And I wanted diversity and examples of opportunities so the women coming in can start to shift their perception that, well, maybe I can do that too, because look at this stuff. This is stuff I'm passionate about. It's fun. I like it. It's a good company. Maybe I can do it too. And that's, I don't think we could have too many examples of network marketing and entrepreneurship in one day, one event, because I think people are going to be attracted to people that they are comfortable with, that they connect with. So we need to have a lot of opportunity, and we're just getting started. Purpose for Women International, my nonprofit that is hosting the event, we are implementing purpose summits around the nation and the world, which will always have some component of entrepreneurship and network marketing. So we're creating programs right now that we will partner with your organization to be one of our corporate sponsors. For example, when we would do a show, if you wanted to come in as a corporate sponsor, we want to work with your actual company. We're thinking big time. I'm going to be traveling around the world, and you've got representatives all around the world in some situations, just like I do with Talk Fusion and the other companies I'm involved with. And so anywhere we go, I want to be able to call up corporate and be like, we're going to be in Japan. Let me talk to your Melaleuca people in Japan if it's out there, Canada, or Las Vegas is coming up. And so, I certainly would love all of you guys to fly around the world with me, but I know that's not necessarily feasible. But at least we're planting the seeds. And, well, Bruce can do it because he's always calling me from Hawaii every time he calls me. And making me jealous. I'm like, you're making me jealous again, Bruce. But I appreciate that. That just shows you how passionate he is and how important getting his stuff out to the world is, because he's calling from Hawaii. So I think there's going to be a lot of fun we're going to have. I'm working out the agendas, the outlines of what these programs will look like, so then I can come back and you guys can, sit down and we can talk about if it's something that's realistic for you as an individual to kind of spearhead locally, as well as getting in touch with your corporate offices and letting them know our bigger picture. Because we've got an international message, and people are ready to listen, don't you think?
I think absolutely, if you're asking me, I think absolutely it's important, to show women, especially because my goal is, I totally understand that I would love to see more women in every aspect of business, in every aspect of government, in every aspect of leadership. And I think one of the things we're able to do here is, like somebody said a few minutes ago, is network marketing. If you find the right company, and you hit it right on the nail there, is, most network marketing companies don't make it 5 years. 95% of them don't make it. So you have to make sure that whatever you choose, you're passionate about, because you can make it in most of them if there's good management and good background and a good business plan and good innovation and those things. But it's a great way for women to empower themselves with a very small amount of risk with huge, huge upside potential. And you said something a little while ago about not being able to put 100% into it, and that's perfectly all right. Most people that are successful in a network marketing company are very, very busy individuals that own other businesses, start out very part-time, maybe just an hour a day, and a lot of them end up, getting to a point where they can let go of something there, a J-O-B, for example, and then make this business their full-time thing so that they can build the time freedom and the financial freedom that we all desire. And mm-hmm. I think that's really the goal of most women, is to be able to stay home with their children, work with who they want, have the income that they can, like our company, I can will my business to my kids. So, that's something you can do with our company, is whatever business I build, my daughter will get that business. And so she can carry on that legacy. And it's residual income. So it comes in whether I'm working or not from all
right.
different markets around the world. So it's a huge opportunity for women, I think.
Well, and I think that's a great point, the being able to share it with the generation. I'll just make an announcement. I went to a travel presentation last night with Global Connections, and Purpose for Women International is invested in this travel club membership because we're going to be traveling. So, I mean, my biggest struggle is going to be learning international travel and culture and community at the same time, trying to book my own flights and plan everything. So now we've got a resource, and the benefit of Purpose for Women having that resource is when we do want to go do our Australia event, which is I'm still, you know, that's still my plan this year, is to try to put something on in Australia, which I need to get on next week. And anybody who wants to come to Australia to be part of our Purpose Summit will be able to lock into the same discounted travel pricing that Purpose for Women's going to have access to. And I think that's going to be great for the team and great for my vendors who have the opportunity and want to travel. One of our vendors, she hasn't called in. I just met her on the phone yesterday, is Global Clothing by Carol. And she buys beautiful fabrics and brings them over from India. She's hired a seamstress, and they make custom dresses. So she's going to have these beautiful dresses at the event. So that's exciting. So she's somebody, she's like, that's why I do this. I started this business so I could travel. I said, well, then you can come with me everywhere, you know, and so we'll have a global vendor package. So instead of you paying, you know, every time we do an event, you could say, I'm committed to being an endorsed sponsor for all events. If I can go, great. If I can't, at least I'm getting the advertising and exposure on a consistent basis, driving traffic directly to your distributor website every single week, because you will be affiliated as a Purpose for Women International partner. And then you'll have an opportunity to participate in any and all of our events as your leisure. You know, and we plan on being organized so you'll know exactly what 2014 looks like. So we can plan ahead, so we can really maximize this viral marketing and our co-creation and our connections to let people know what we're involved in. So I want to make it simple because, you know, I've been doing events and shows, and as a vendor, if you find out about them last minute, then you got to scramble, or the price is too much, or something happens at the last minute. This way, you're going to be a constant presence with us and co-supporting and co-creating. And so what do you guys think of that kind of program? Have you heard of that before? I don't know if anybody else is doing this.
That is fabulous.
Thank you. I mean, let's keep it simple,
fabulous.
You know, if it's 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, I don't know. But that lets you have a spot in every one of my events because I've got corporate sponsors paying us so that we don't have to take the money out on the business owner. Does that make sense?
Wow, very cool.
Yeah, so you can, because I want money in your pocket. I'm a business coach. I'm an entrepreneur. And I have costs and expenses, don't get me wrong. But again, my you know, first and foremost is it's got to be a win-win. And I want you to be excited because that'll keep it going. So we're going to try
making it function.
Thank you. That's a good word. I like that. I'm doing it. I get the ideas. I don't always know what the proper terms can be, but we make it up as we go, and it tends to work. So I'm really excited. Again, really grateful to have all of you involved. Are we all good on time? Does anybody need to leave for another meeting or event so that I can give you an opportunity to wrap up?
I'm
fine.
Kathy, I'm still good.
Yes?
I'm fine. I can be.
Okay,
can be here.
Good. Sandra, how are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. Okay. Bruce, anything else that you want the people to know? I know you're going to be at the awards luncheon, so you're going to get to meet all these beautiful women that are on the line with me and cross-share, you know, strategies and tips. And I'm getting another idea here, and that's kind of what happens. I get divine inspiration when I talk to somebody. So I call it my higher self is connecting to your higher self. And these ideas and pictures just come into my mind, and then I implement the strategy. So I'm becoming aware of, as I create this vendor corporate partnership package, that we'll have a meeting. So I want to set you up for success. We're going to talk about how do I display myself the best? What marketing materials do I need? Little things we don't think about, especially for your startups, your new distributors that you sign up, that you have to kind of like the little baby bird when you push them out of the nest and they go to their first expo and they're, I don't know if you guys remember your first show, it's been a while for me, but you're a little petrified, nervous, and you don't know what to say, and it just vomits them out, tells them absolutely every little detail and overwhelms the crap out of them, like I do every day to everybody, but because you're so excited. So that's going to be part of our seminars and our training division. Not only are we going to have leadership and entrepreneurship and basic life skills from a international standpoint, we're going to do the same programs for the average small business owner and the individual. So I think, I don't know, I'm getting a lot of good ideas, and we'll have a lot of opportunity for partnership in your other businesses. You know, Kathy, what you were sharing about your other seminars that you do, we'll find a way to fit that in.
Well, in my background also was as a copywriter and graphic designer, so I have that knowledge to throw in the mix as well.
Good, because I'm having a heck of a time. Bless them, bless them, bless them. I don't have a program yet. I've got to make my program today because everybody bailed. And that's what happens when you put on an event. So the grateful thing is I've been mocking my stuff up for years. It's of course it's not going to be as big as a vision as I had in my head, but it's going to be there. All the information is going to be there for people to take with them to have access to you. Mary Kay's doing makeovers, which is going to be fun. They actually really big. It's their 50-year anniversary of Mary Kay. Isn't that amazing?
Wow. They've been around a long time.
Yeah. So imagine a woman entrepreneurial program that builds other women entrepreneurs has been in existence for more than I've been alive. 50 years. That's fabulous. And not by much, but at least a little bit. And, you know, but it just speaks volumes to when, you know, like Dames Bond is a really great networking event. And they're saying, you know, when Dames Bond, Dames Thrive, or Dames Thrive, you know, what I'm talking about. And, you know, when we get together in a collective, and that's not excluding men. I mean, man always included women. Now we're going to let women include men. Does that make sense? So when we say the term woman, we can let the men kind of ride in the shadow on that one, like we've ridden on the shadow when you use the term man or men. You know, men. So we're talking about the collective. We're not talking about exclusivity. We're talking about co-creation. We're just leading with that gender role, with that demographic. So we got a lot of fun stuff we're going to be doing, and I think this we're going to surprise the community. Some marketing things that I might not have had an opportunity to share with all of you. The Columbus Dispatch is launching a feature segment in the paper tomorrow about the awards luncheon, the event, and Nora.
Oh, that's great.
And so look for that. I don't get the paper, but so if you find it, please cut it out, bring it to me on Friday or whatever, or shoot me the link so I can see it. And then obviously we've got our event all day Friday for vendor setup. Since you're on the phone, I might as well say it. You can set up at 10 a.m. I'll be there at 9 at the McCoy. The luncheon starts at 11. We're going to have this beautiful singer. I booked us and some entertainment. So the luncheon's going to be, I'm just so excited about the luncheon. And then the 2 to 8 mm-hmm. public celebration, each facet's exciting. We've got poetry, block, and some folk singers. I'm working on a video promo right now as we're doing the show, just to do highlights about the entertainers. So I'll take a quick second to read off some of the women that will be on the Burgundy Room stage. I'm not going to say these names accurately either. We've got Zabib Alani. She's from North Africa at 3 o'clock kicking it off. Susan Hendrickson, Paula Lambert, Rose Smith, all poets going to be doing 15-minute blocks for their poetry. Victoria Parks is a award-winning songwriter and political activist and comedy, and her songs are so funny. I've known her for several years, so I'm very excited to have her doing some music. Then we go back into our poetry with Deborah Strozer, Alma Patricia Ramirez, Connie Everett, Ara Harris. We have another ballroom where the vendors, where you guys are majority of the day, going to be in the Emerald. So I wanted to get some entertainment out there for you. You guys can kind of walk back and forth from each room. In the Emerald Room, starting at 4:30, we've got Deja 2, which is Nicole Stada and Scott Hunter will be doing an acoustic duet for you. And then at 5 p.m., we've got Zumba demo with Kenya Day. So I hope all of you will get out from behind your tables and shake it a little bit. At 5:30, we've on the main stage, we've got Majestic Belly Dancing. And then on your stage, we've got Hula Dancing by Rowena. She's one of our nominees. She's from the Philippines, and she is also the founder of Jacqueline Sigalas Foundation, one of the charities we're raising money for. And I just have to say, if you go to the Jacqueline Sigalas Foundation for ChargeSyndrome.webs.com, you've got to buy her a shorter domain. I just haven't had time. Her daughter's special needs. I don't know, Bruce, have you ever encountered a child or a person with CHARGE syndrome before in your work?
Which, with what syndrome?
CHARGE, C-H-A-R-G-E.
I'm not familiar with that one.
We have most 1 in 10,000.
Wow, yeah, that's...
Is that pretty rare? I don't know how that works, but 1 in 10,000. She's got a great story. I'm going to help her write her book.
Wow.
We've got the Author's Pavilion and your site as well, sponsored by getpublishedtoday.info, which is my program that helps writers get published. And she was asked to come over as an entertainer for Ameriflora. You guys remember Ameriflora in the early 90s here in Columbus?
Yeah.
I remember. I was like, why are we planting all these flowers? This doesn't make sense to me. But it was kind of neat now in retrospect, because that's what got her over here from the Philippines. She met her husband, who was playing the ukulele and the banjo while she danced, and they had Jackie. And, you know, being over here on a visa and giving birth to a disabled child, if they had gone back to the Philippines, within less than a few years, Jackie would be dead. They just don't have the medical care or the support for, you know, 24-hour care, feeding tube, no language skills, heart surgeries, organ transplant. I mean, it's very... diversely level genetic disease that presents itself. Jackie just turned 19, which is amazing. And, you know, what Marina wants to do is create funding and resources to build a medical center in the Philippines. So, Bruce, maybe this is something that, because of your experience in that healthcare and the aid department, that will create jobs, and you can maybe, might be a project you want to get involved in. As we put those, you know, we put it together and develop it because of your background. Just planting the seeds.
I love seeds.
So that's happening. And then I've got a troupe of African dancers and drummers performing. Suzanne Moyer's doing eco poetry. And then at 7, 6:45 Arena is also doing the Tahitian dance. And then at 7, we've got Beauty of My Land, Deidre. She does live poetry, spoken word with music. And all of that from 2 to 8 is absolutely free to the public. So there's going to be a lot of fun going on. So please, if you haven't, send out an invite to all of your connections. This is a co-creation. Post it on your social media. Share what's on our walls and our social media. I've got the videos out there that attract people a little faster. And, you know, we're going to make this a really fun, exciting day.
Cool.
Yes.
It sounds like some great things that are going on.
Yeah, and that's not it. So the last piece of the day is our VIP charity concert, which all of you are welcome to stay and attend. I know some people have obligations to do other things, but you're welcome to be with us the whole day and enjoy the concert. Starting about 8 o'clock, 8:15, we're going to open with Marble Park. They do jazz and soul, funk, music, family-based music, and then closing the show is my favorite reggae band, the All-Star Jammers. They have so much energy and so much fun, and so we'll be probably ending around 10:30 or so, wrapping it up, because at 6 o'clock in the morning, I have a live television interview on Channel 10. Yay. So, I have 3-minute segment, so I don't know how much I'll be able to coherently say at that point of time after Friday. But definitely the website's going to stay up, all of your advertising, and we're going to keep tweaking it and promoting this year's event as we build up to make next year's event even bigger and better. So this is an ongoing project that will continue to hopefully send leads and awareness your way. Anybody else have anything they want to, you know, chime in or add in the moment?
I wanted to say one more thing about the whole direct sales network marketing companies.
Sure.
That someone that I really admire was very successful in one, you know, he's talked that it's really one of the fastest growing areas of business, I think, if that's the right way to say it. And that it's like it's one of the most ethical. And that's another thing I think that will really appeal to women and that we will be successful in is because in this business, it's like by helping, you know, like your downline or those around you, it helps you.
Yes.
So it's a win-win. And that
that's
was a great point
Sandra.
Drew me to it also is that, and I see it in the group we have here and the energy of this company and the people that it's attracting because, again, of the leadership of it. But that just, you know, makes my heart sing because
yes.
I love helping other people succeed. And, you know, it's like, wow, it's not in the corporate world where, you know, I have to do better than you to advance.
It was based on your own individual efforts. You're rewarded for your own performance. You are 100% accountable for your own success. And
yeah,
as a corporate employee, that is taken away from us. Yes, as a salesperson for 25 years, yes, I'm responsible for the deal that I closed, but the evaluation of my activity was never up to me. I was, in fact, many times, interestingly enough, I was penalized because I was so good at what I did. A, I couldn't move out of department. B, I closed sales contests. I blew things out of the water. Nobody had ever done it. And the company said, well, we're not going to qualify you for the bonus because of this 12-hour window. And then the next one is like, we're not going to qualify you for the $12,000, even though you 100% met every single aspect of the contest, because now we're going to change the rules and add a new rule. And now we're only going to pay $6,000.
And
I'm like, what?
Yeah, and we get that question, too. A lot of people, isn't this a pyramid scheme? And there's a woman above me. She goes, I love that question. Because, number one, people usually don't know what that means. But actually, everything in our society is practically pyramid. And this is, I mean, a corporation is a pyramid that you can't jump around in it. This one is, even if the person that signed me up never did another thing, that will not determine my success. And that's why I've always been self-employed. If I work harder, I get the rewards of it. If I don't work, I'm responsible for that.
Yeah.
So in this business, like someone, you know, five who signed up recently, and one of the perks of this business is getting a Lexus car, she got it in 19 days. And the person, you know, for five levels up didn't have their car. But that didn't matter, you know?
Mm-mm.
And that's the beauty of it.
Exactly.
And just for any of these direct sales.
Yeah, well, and the business models with most of them as well, that in order to succeed, you have to help others to succeed. And so it becomes supportive and encouraging and not discouraging like you get in some of the corporate environment.
And I think, and women will flourish in that.
I think anybody can flourish
nature.
In that. They just get... I think everybody can flourish in that, man, woman.
Yeah, but I think women
also,
really do.
Well, absolutely, they really do. And I think what's fun, though, what I love is when I see somebody start their organization and then the minute their kids turn 18 and roll their kids and get their kids going in making these six-figure numbers. And it's a
three
smart way.
Three of my children are involved.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't have kids, but... And I was like, man, if I'd been able to do this at 18, imagine what I could have done. You know, it's all divine timing, but it's really cool. So there's, you know, I have a real philosophy of no limitations, and this allows it. Now, I know pretty much, I'm not sure about Nu Skin, Bruce, but does Nu Skin, you know, I know Melaleuca does, and I know Nerium does. Does Nu Skin have a program for nonprofits in place as well?
What do you mean nonprofits?
Well, for example, and you know, Kathy, if you want to tell the audience, I know that a percentage of a sales team's revenue can go directly into a 501c and raise money for that charity. How does that specifically work?
Well, with ours, as a marketing executive in the company, I can place a nonprofit in my first line of my organization, and 5%, and then I will place customers in that organization. So, when you work with someone from a nonprofit, it
in order for this program to be successful, then somebody from that nonprofit needs to buy in and really promote it and encourage it and that kind of thing. But we enroll customers and place them in their organization, and 5% of that whole organization, five wide, seven down, 5% of the customer purchases goes to that organization. And that the nonprofit then does not have to have any minimum purchases. There's no investment. It's free to enroll as a customer for them, and they get to reap 5% of whatever's bought that's placed in their organization. So it's a really easy way for that organization to benefit from the kinds of things people are buying anyway. People are still brushing their teeth, washing their clothes, cleaning their house. You know, they're taking vitamins. They're taking, you know, they're doing this stuff anyway. So why not set it up so that nonprofit can benefit?
And I love that. We did that with Peace House, and I know that's absolutely a structure that we're going to be creating for all the nonprofits we're going to be helping. We're going to be helping coach nonprofits for a more solid business foundation of success. I'm meeting nonprofits that have been around for 10 years and are still struggling. Now is not the time where we need to struggle anymore. Everything is in the flow. We're creative beings. You think it, it happens, it appears. Regardless of your religious and spiritual background or beliefs, it is absolutely a time of manifestation and co-creation. So that's going to be another way we will present to the nonprofits, and we'll say, okay, mothers helping mothers. Purpose for Women International has a list of women entrepreneurship opportunities available, and guess what? Every person that you refer, that you connect to these different entrepreneurship opportunities, have them sign up your nonprofit with these companies. And now we've created not one, but several residual income streams for that nonprofit to be successful while they're inspiring and empowering other people, and then those people are making money and reaching their goals. Like, it can't get better than that.
Yeah, you know, speaking to that, I didn't understand what you meant by that, but...
That's okay.
You know, and one of the beautiful things about network marketing companies, if they're any good, is that a lot of them are coming on board and doing something that is kind of socially responsible. And the way New Skin does that is they created a nonprofit organization in 1996 called the New Skin Force for Good Foundation, which has granted more than $20 million to life-changing projects improving the lives of children around the world. And they also started an organization called Nourish the Children, and they actually developed a nutritious thing called a Vitameal, and they've now fed over 250 million of these to starving kids around the world, and they give money to heart kids in China with heart defects and things like that. So part of my income, when I make money, a percentage of that income goes into Nourish the New Skin Force for Good Foundation and Nourish the Children. So and what New Skin says is, you know, Nourish the Children may be 5% of what we do, but it's 95% of who we are. So they're about solving hunger around the world, and this is the beauty. You know, and a lot of people join New Skin because of that social responsibility model that you're actually, and you always, whether you're working in a job or a corporate or a network marketing company, you always want to be involved with a company that has something bigger about what they do, not just about products, not just about, you know, making money. It has to be a force for good, and that's New Skin's logo, to be a force for good in the world, and that's my personal logo. You know, I use that myself because I believe that we all should be that. So,
yes.
You know, so it's a beautiful thing, and a lot of, you know, and New Skin's been doing it a long, long, long time, and a lot of companies realized that, you know, that's the thing to do, so a lot of companies do that kind of thing. So I think it's great when you hear money going into nonprofits and supporting other organizations, because that's really what we should be doing no matter what.
I have a give back philosophy, and that's why every event that Purpose for Women International is going to be creating and co-hosting will have a local charity that we will be raising money for. Now, I went overboard because I don't do anything small, and I realized four is excessive in hindsight. However, you know, we're doing our best, and anybody can donate extra funds. Some of the vendors are giving a little percentage of what they make at the event. I want you to make your money back. I want you to put your money back in your pocket, so don't feel obligated because, you know, we're getting what we need. So, but at the same time, when we do these purpose summits, say our next event is going to be Las Vegas, I'm going to find a small local charity in Las Vegas that needs some marketing help, kind of like the underdog, and they're going to pick the big ones. They get enough press. I want to work with this small individual company and help them get to their goals and put them under our, you know, give them a hug and help them with what we're doing in platforms. And I really think these network marketing opportunities are a simple, easy way to inspire and put money in their pockets. Absolutely. So, you know, we've got so much good work we're going to be doing. We've got about 15 more minutes to the show ends. So I want to just, you know, do a recap of what the day is going to look like. I think we've talked a lot about what the future is going to look like. And really, I hope you guys are as excited as I am because it's unlimitless. Any lead that you give us, our connection, we're going to have a, you know, commission sales company component, referrals for sponsorship and so forth. Because, again, I'm a businesswoman. So if you hook me up with a company that gives us a donation, I'm going to pay you 20%. Because I'm a businesswoman, and I want to reward people for their activity and their energy. That's the win-win of it. So we've implemented those, and then we have the affiliate programs with that going that we'll set up. So there's a lot of opportunities for us to grow as a team and bring in more leads and opportunity to you guys. So tell me, if you want to go down the line real quick, for Friday, let's start with Kathy. If you want to set your intention for Friday, what kind of vision can we co-create for you on Friday?
Well, I'm looking for entrepreneurial women that are looking for a business that they can work from home and be successful at. So I'm there with an educational element, and I'm looking for lots of people to talk to and really to have a good time with everyone.
Perfect. How about you, Sandra?
Oh, I'm looking, you know, for women who are interested in doing this too, if that resonates with them. And I am looking to share this product with people who, you know, might find it a valuable piece in their skincare. And I am so excited about what you're doing, about this whole, you know, supporting women and tying it into nonprofits. We are rolling out a nonprofit program with our company, and next week they're going to be rolling it out at a national meeting. They've given us the heads up on it, and I am so happy to be a part of this. So I'm going to enjoy the day. Thank you.
Yes, exactly. First and foremost, we are going to have fun because I don't want to be stressed out. And I won't say that I won't look a little frazzled, but I'm here for you. So and if there's any women that you know that might want to, or any people you know that might want to volunteer, let me know as well, because I didn't get my interns, I didn't get my students. So we're very kind of down in that department, but we're going to try to have people available to help you throughout the day with any of your needs. So, you know, we're going to make that accessible as possible. How about you, Bruce? What would you like? What's your intention for the day?
Well, my intention is very similar to the ladies that just spoke, and I appreciate what they're trying to do because we're all attempting to do the same thing, is make a difference in the world. And I think with great network marketing companies, you can do things. I mean, like I said, my wife and I own three other very successful businesses, and you know, we have all this overhead, we have all of this responsibility, we have huge amounts of insurance we pay. You know, it's just a crazy thing. And it's beautiful that we're able to travel and do all these things, but network marketing, you can start in your own home, like the lady said. We can start in your own home for very little risk with amazing amount of upside potential if that's where you want to go, or you can just make $500 a month. So you can do whatever you want and work with who you want, and that's what I want to do. Is one of the things I plan on doing is having a device that our company owns exclusively that measures antioxidants in the tissue in 90 seconds in the palm of your hand. No other company in the world can do that nutritionally. We're the only company that has the rights to that. So I plan on scanning as many people as I can on Friday and just networking and building and begin building relationships within the business community where, you know, I can refer other people that I know to business people, and I can, you know, get our innovative, one-of-a-kind products out to the community.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for being on the line today and participating and supporting and donating your time, energy, and resources to Purpose Firm International to raise money for our charities. It's going to be a fun celebration. We're going to have some good quality, fun food at the awards lunch. And, like, I can't even – that's just going to be the highlight for me, listening to Nora speak and just kind of kicking the day off with a beautiful bang. And then we get to close with All-Star Jammers at our charity concert. So that's just going to be amazing as well. So if you guys, we are going to be doing raffle tickets at the door for door prizes. So if there is anything, it can be simple or small prize that you'd like to donate, just bring that and we'll have it when you register. Again, you can set up around 10. If you need more than an hour, just show up anytime after 9 o'clock in the morning, and we'll get you set up. Now, I think, are all three of you, Cassie, you need two tables, right?
If you got them, yeah, that would be good.
Yep, I got them. I got you for two. And Sandra, one table will work for you?
Yes. If you have more, that would be great. If not, that's fine, too.
Well, I know the vendors that have spread out stuff. I know one is probably good. Bruce, you probably just need one, don't you?
Well, I hope so. Depends on how long it is.
I think they're 6 foot. 6 foot tables.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I could always use two, but if you don't have it, you know, I always make it work.
Well, I'm going to call them after the show and give them a table total and kind of see what they need in regards to the layout. We're going to have tables in the awards luncheon for a few of you as well. You know, Cassie, and as the award lunch sponsor, she's going to be giving one of the awards to our winners, so that's super exciting. So anything you guys need, text me, and don't email me because I won't have a chance to get to the emails. Just text me if you can. And thanks, everyone, for listening and being part of our show, the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, every Wednesday. If any of you would like to be a highlighted single guest on our show, one of our Wednesday shows, just let me know. I've got a PR package where I do the whole video promo around you and your business to help get the word out. Write an article in the examiner.com column and get you on the radio show. So we've got a little PR program going here. So let me know if you have interest in that. And thanks again so much for being a part of our day and our show. We're going to go ahead and I'm going to play some commercials and some advertising, and we're good to go. So you guys get some rest, and we'll see you on Friday.
Thanks,
thank
Heather.
You.
Thanks.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a great time. All right, thank you, listeners. I'm going to end again with one little commercial for International Women's Day, and we are going to have you listening to Dawn of the New Era, and we'll just see you on Wednesday. You can go to www.iwdcolumbus.eevent.com to be a registered guest. There is a non-lunch price still available on the website where you can come and listen to Nora speak for $25. We closed out the luncheons yesterday. We have a few more tickets we can sell on the spot, so I'm holding 10 tickets back. If somebody wants to come to the lunch that didn't have a chance to register, we should be able to accommodate you as long as you get there early, maybe like at 10:45, and we can get you some lunch. So it's going to be a beautiful day starting at 11 a.m. at the McCoy Center in Hilliard. And thanks so much. I'm just super grateful for today and all the amazingly gifted and beautiful people that I have been meeting, and I can't wait to meet a bunch more. So thanks for everything you guys do. See you in abundance.
Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013, join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.event.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women.